Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Chav Ches. We are up to Sif Mem Ches, the last line on page 336. The Mechaber says in Sif Mem Ches, Osir lahaniach beged al mako sheyotze mimenu dam mipnei shadom yitzba oso. It is osir to place a garment on a wound where blood is coming out because the blood is going to dye the garment. The osir lahotzi dam mehamaka. Point number two, the Mechaber says, it's also usher to take out blood from a wound. L'kach yesh lirchot hamaka b'mayim obiayin t'chila lahavir dam shebamaka. Therefore, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should wash off the wound with water or wine first to get rid of the dam from the maka. The Mishabru is going to point out that this l'kach is going back on the first din. We had two dinim. First din was you can't put a garment on a wound where blood is coming out because it's going to color the garment. Number two is you can't squeeze out blood from a wound. Lakach, therefore, because we want to avoid the dyeing of the garment, one should wash off the wound from the blood with the mayim or the yayin first, and then he can put the garment on and it won't be dying. Then the Mechaber says, V'yesh omrim shekorech kure akabish al hamaka. Some say that you should wrap spider webs on the wound, umechasabem kohadam, and with that cover the blood, the kolachabura, and the whole wound, the achakach korech olav smartut, and then afterwards you can wrap a rag around it. So this point also is trying to avoid getting any garment soiled with blood, which would be a problem of tzoveya. So let's see the Mishabura beginning in Sivkoton Kuf Memvav. We said, again, the first point was, you can't place a beged on a wound where blood is coming out. Ifnei shahadom yitzba oso. Says the Mishabura, v'afagav de mekalkal hu upater. Even though it's certainly a kilkel, you're dirtying the garment by getting the blood on it, that's a kilkel, and therefore it's pater. Mikomakom aser l'chadchila. Still, it is aser l'chadchila. Ubebeged adom pshita de aser. If the garment is red, then for sure it's going to be aser. In a place that's a pressing situation, the Achronim agree that one can be lenient even by a red garment. Even though the garment is red, it's going to get more red, but it's not like it makes some more geschmack. It's really derech lichluch, you're really just dirtying the garment, and therefore they say that would be okay as well. There is an interesting note at note number 130 at the bottom of the page before. Ulahaniach niar toilet v'kadoma alamaka, to place toilet paper or some kind of tissue on a wound. Rav Scheinberg says that it's mutter, kevan shebenkach ubenkach zorikoso. Since you're throwing it away, there would be no problem with tzviya with that. But l'chadchila, one should not put a garment on the wound, that would be a problem with tzviya. Even though it's kilkul, the Mishabura says l'chadchila, it is aser. Says the Mishabura v'aiter kufem zayin. V'aser lahotzidam. Point number two, the Mechaber said, after not putting a garment on, which would be a problem with tzviya, the Mechaber said you can't take blood out from a wound. Hu inyan b'fe'atzmo. This is a separate topic. Dahainu, and it means to say, sha'asr litchok biyodav alamaka. You can't squeeze down, push down with your hands on the wound. Kedei lahotzi dam, to take out the blood. Oke shekorech ezadav alamaka, or if you're wrapping something around the wound, afilu bedover delays beimishum tzviya, even if it's something that you're allowed to wrap on it and it's not a problem with tzviya. Asr lahatka kedei sheyetze dam, you can't make it too tight, that's going to cause the dam to come out of the wound. To chovel v'havi av malacha, that would be a wound, and that would be considered an avmalacha. V'yesha sovereign, there are those who hold the huadin and meniach alamaka dover shemoshech lecha v'adam. If you place something on the wound that draws out the pus or the blood, kigon tsukzalb, the kayotzeb as some kind of cream, gamken have a malacha d'araisa, they say that also would be a malacha d'araisa, kevan sheneskavin lezeh, since that is your intention. The alko ponim iser bevada yesh, even if you want to say it's not a d'araisa, for sure it would be asam and rabbanan. Hamidabik sheretz aluka, one who places on a sheretz, which is a leech, onto his wound, shetimtzotz dam, this leech, it sucks out the blood, mitzadid ha-Magen Avraham, the yeshchiyav bazeh. The Magen Avraham has a tzad to say, that would be an isra daraisa, because you're putting this leech on to draw out the blood. V'alkein aser b'chozeh l'kuyam alasos al-dei Yisrael, l'chol ha-sheim bo-sakana, all these things are going to be aser for Yisrael to do for l'chol ha-sheim bo-sakana. Ella al yedei in a Yehudi, it's only permissible through a goy. Hamotzeitz dom bepiv menachabura chayev. One who sucks out blood from a wound is going to be chayev. That's an isur daraisa. V'lochein aser limtzotz dam shebein hashinayim. And therefore, one should be careful not to suck out the blood that is between the teeth. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitas the Kadon Kuf Memches Lochein Yesh Lokach Yesh. As we pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Memches Atchila Sasif Koi. It's going back on the first din that there's a problem of tzviya to put a garment on the bloody wound, and therefore the Mechaber is saying over here Lokach, you should therefore rinse off the makkah with water or wine first to get rid of the blood of the wound. Then the Mechaber said there are those who say that one should wrap spiderwebs on the wound and cover with the spiderwebs the blood and the chabura, and then you could wrap a rag around it. So says the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Memtes, the Yesh Om Shekorech, the Beis Yosef Mefakfik Bozem Mishum Demirape. The Beis Yosef takes issue with this Mahalach because he says that spiderwebs have healing properties and it's an Isser of Refuah. Ulahachi Kosav Zerak B'Shem Yesh Omrim, and therefore the Mechaber over here brings it down B'Shem the Yesh Omrim, because he doesn't really hold of it. Aval be'al yirabe b'shem abushe yomto v'chem et osef v'shabes mitzad l'hokel. These other achronim do lean towards the more lenient side. If you look at note number 136, I have an interesting point. V'korei akabish ha-mechubarim u'mudokim l'akosel. If you have spider webs that are attached to the wall, the Kafa Chaim writes, b'shem the yofel l'leiv sheyesh b'hasarosa me'akosel iser tolesh. It would be an iser of tolesh, of detaching, of like pulling something off a tree by separating the spider webs from the wall. The Heir Agona Shomazaman Urbal Shadivre Temahim. Shomazaman points out that that's a funny shita, that's a divre tema. Says the Mechaber Vaitas of Memtes, Osir Losum Psila Befia Tabas. We're talking about a person over here who's constipated. He's not able to go to the Beis HaKiseh for Gedolim. So it's usher to place in some kind of wick into the back part of his body, like they normally are no wick for someone who is usher. Ela im kein yosim osa bishinui, unless you place it in with some kind of change from the normal way. Sheyochazena b'shtei etzba osa, that you hold it only in two fingers. V'yanichena b'nachas, and you put it in gently. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan Kuf Nun Lossum, the Kol Shekein Aser Lossum Christier. Certainly, it's Aser to place a Christier, which is some kind of enema. Av Shehuchna Me Esmol, even if this mixture was prepared from before Shabbos, Ubaze Aser Afila De Shinui. This enema is Aser, even if it is done through a Shinui, Gzeirim Mishum Shrika Samamonim, as opposed to, as we'll see, the Psila, which is like a suppository that you're putting in, doesn't necessarily have healing properties, but this enema, the other thing that helps you stop being Aser, that has some healing properties, and that would be a Gzeira of Shrika Samamonim. In low b'chola av shemo sakana, unless a person, of course, is a chola, even if he's a chola shemo sakana, kemo shekosta b'sivsi yudzayin, like we saw earlier in Sivsi yudzayin, to oz mutter aide shinui, then it will be mutter for Yisrael to do it with a shinui. V'yizar shelo yovel lide malacha daraisa, you should make sure that does not come to any malacha daraisa. Gam lo yorev mayim v'shemin kiderach she'osin, you should also not mix together water and oil the way they normally do it. Kemavur lo kamah b'simin shin lamed aleph, says Zayin, like we'll see more about that in simin shin lamed aleph. El rather, yishbo chakol asoch hakeli, you should pour each thing into the vessel. V'tov lasos hakol aide enu Yehudi and Efsher, possible, it's best to do the whole thing through a goy. Sivkoton kuf nun aleph psila. So we said in the Mechaber again, it's also to place this psila. Ha'asuya mechelev oboris omenir. This is talking about some kind of wick that's made either out of fat or soap or some kind of paper. Ushare dvarim or any other matter. Vitam isurun, the reason why it is usur to place the psila in the piyat habas is mishum da aidi de memashme shom kama pa'am lahachnas lahotzi, since you're working at it to move it in and out to help the person relieve himself. Karuv levadai shiyashir haseyar shom. It's close to for sure that you're going to tear a hair that is in that place. Ukamo bitzur le'el b'simin shin yodeis of zayin ayin be'alocha, like we saw earlier, l'gabi yitzur. So the whole issue over here, as opposed to the enema we said is exeir of shchika sabamanim, it's saying over here l'gabi the psila, it's only a problem that we're worried shema yashir seyar. If you look at note 138, he writes v'afal pi she'en kavanoso l'hashir asasaros, even though it's not your intention, you're not trying to pull out hairs. Bir la'el shemikomokom psikreishahu shiitlashu. It is a psikreisha that hairs will tear when you're putting it in and out, and that's a problem. Look at the next paragraph in 138. Upsilo shel zmanenu. The suppositories that we have nowadays, she'ein derech lachnisan or lotzion, it's not the way to take it in and out. So there, Shlomo Zalman says, shemuter l'shtamish b'hem b'shabbos, you are allowed to use them on Shabbos. Kevan she'ein b'hem chshash shel asharas nimen, there's no concern of pulling out hairs. That's only when you're putting it in and out a lot of times. So then there's a concern of pulling out hairs. But if you just do it one time, we don't have that concern. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Me'idach, on the other hand, da'as agonim this in Kirelitz, sha'af she'ein b'psilo shelonu chshash zeh, even though it's true, our psilos don't have because he considers that as yes being refuah, or maybe our suppositories have some kind of medication on them, and therefore he says you should do it certainly with a shinui. Sivkaton kufnan days, we said the shinui is to hold it in two fingers and put it in gently. That way it won't come to pull out any hairs. Look at note number 139, second paragraph. Misha sam psilo la'acher, one who's placing a suppository in for someone else, the ksos ha'shulchan writes, shekevan sheyachal li'zor shalolin goa benimim. Since you could do it carefully and make sure you don't touch any hairs, vadai she'ein ze psikreshe she'ashirim, that's not a psikresha, that hairs are going to be pulled out, v'rashai l'sima below shinui, that would be able to be done without a shinui. When you're doing it yourself, you're not able to be careful, so then you have to do a shinui. Kosova kafachayim, the kol ze im hoya psila asuya me'er Shabbos, this is all discussing where the psilu was made from before Shabbos. Avalasos b'Shabbos apsilu hanal, but to make this wick on Shabbos, this is suppository. Afilu usa usa menir, even if you're making it from paper, shekorech also, you wrap it around umaksha usa and you harden it. Yeshbo iser daraisa mishamaka lepatish, that will be an iser daraisa of finishing off a kli, that will be maka lepatish. Imlo lecholosh yeshbo sakana, unless of course we're dealing with a cholosh yesh basakana. Avamash osa mechatichas lefes mutter, but that which we make a suppository out of a piece of a turnip is mutter. Kevin shumachal behemo emo mishum tikkun kli. Since a turnip is considered animal food, that would not be a problem of tikkun kli. That concludes Simen Shin Chav Ches, and Amir Tzashem, in the next year we'll begin Simen Shin Chav Tes.
The next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.